All right, have you finally caught your breath after that one?
Yep, I don't think I want to do that again in a hurry anytime soon. That was not good for the old nerves.
Is that a true sign of your character this season to come back from 31-8 down to win 34-31?
Yeah, well, I mean, we've shown a lot of character. I mean, we're second in the league, I think, because mainly of our character and how we stick to the game plan and we stick to our structure and we work really, really hard. We've done that once before this season already, but unfortunately, it's worked against us once as well. So it's not something I'd like to make a habit of, thank you.
It wasn't so good in the first half, though. You were 24-8 down at half-time. What went wrong there?
We worked on a game plan all week, and we looked at starving them of possession. We know that they're a good side. They've been in some great form. And, you know, they play with a lot of width, and they've got a lot of fast boys. So we wanted to starve them of possession. You know, look after the ball, go for our phases, and keep hold of it. And we knew that if we could do that again and again and again, we'd find some gaps and we'd have some joy ourselves. And secondly, we wanted to look at some aggression in D, fanning out, letting them have the ball, letting them play with it, and then making them come at us. But unfortunately, we did neither in the first half, neither. We were missing one-on-one tackles, they were making clean line breaks, we weren't looking after the ball for periods of time. So yeah, at half-time, I politely got that across to them and just pointed out what we'd worked on all week and what we knew would get us over the line if we managed to do it.
I suppose if you weren't too happy at half time, what about the penalty try straight after the restart? What were your thoughts then?
Yeah, I think I was on the sideline with my head in my hands panicking because I'd give them a bit of a rocket at half time and I thought that you know, they'd come out all guns blazing, but 2 minutes later I look round and they've gone full length and got a penalty try in the sticks.
But then there was a kind of poor discipline from the Bees after that, and you showed signs of improvement, and obviously you took advantage of all those yellow cards and that one red card for them.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's the red card towards the end was massive for us. But I mean, you know, we train during the week and we've got certain game plans for certain scenarios, and one of those is, you know, a yellow card or a red card. What do we then do? You know, we try to look after the ball and we keep hold of it and we go for our phase and starve them of possession. And, you know, defending with 15 men's hard work, doing it with 14 men or even 13 is even harder.
So overall, you know, a massive victory again. Scarborough next week now.
Yeah, that was huge for us. Before Christmas, we went away to Morton and Norton and we got a win. We weren't very convincing, but we got a win. And it was really important for us after this two-week break to go to Scarborough with another 5 point, with another win, you know, so we're still on their coattails, because you know, that's been good for us this year, win after win, and it kind of becomes a habit, and you get that roll on. So yeah, we're ready for next week. We're ready to go over there and give a good account of ourselves, hopefully not like the first half though.
Cheers, Michael. Thank you
very much.